Done.
What's up?
All right, so. The dream of the late 90s is alive and well.
Late 90s,
early 2000s. There was a beer commercial here
where it
was just a guy who'd call another guy and he's like, "What's up?" And the other guy's like, "What's up?"
And then
they
scream.
They did three-way calling because this was a thing back then.
Was it a commercial for three-way calling?
No, it was a commercial for beer? Budweiser beer. Yeah.
Budweiser.
Weiser.
There we go.
Yeah.
The frogs.
They also had a beer commercial where three frogs are saying the beer's brand name one at a time, Budweiser.
Yeah. I think those are all Super Bowl.
I barely know her.
Well, I'm glad that we're spending our precious limited time on these old Budweiser ads. This session brought to you by Budweiser. It still tastes like shit.
Yep, it does.
So last time, you have made your way to Hokkaido, the capital of Mishima, and returned the God-touched owl, this priceless, precious artifact, so important to the religion here. And as such, have been granted a hero status and a 7-day celebration in your honor. But before you did your celebration, you decided to meet Kimiko, the nation's magician, in order to get a teleportation circle here. Before you left, Toshiro, the captain, the head of the Royal Guard, stopped by, made sure that you all... we're ready. Started talking to you about your potential boons that you're going to be getting. Queen's going to give each of you a boon. And he wants to make sure those boons are appropriate. Tony talked a lot about kidnapping the prince in order to get wings added to his hat.
I was just spitballing.
But you all came up with some boon ideas and boon
business. It was a thought experiment.
Uh-huh. Luckily, Tony's character-ness made the guy already shrugged it off as Tony being a character.
What was my boon that I...
Yes, for 20 uses of oil of sharpness.
Oh, that's right.
That's good.
That's right.
So, boon business done, you all were led to Kimiko, the nation's magician. So you headed down to her nondescript building in the industrial part of town and found yourself in a labyrinthian library that was bigger on the inside. Inside, you found Kimiko floating in midair working on a scroll. She's a moonfolk, first one that you've met in the campaign. You found her to be cold and logical, but not unfriendly. She asked you a lot of questions about what you were doing and why you were doing it. At first, you were worried that she didn't like you, but you, with a nat 20, were able to figure out, no, this is just who she is and how she interacts with the world. So, I told her all about Shadow Rock Island and the devil business there. And she said more information about that would be the best place to check out would be the library, and that she offered to place your teleportation circle near there if you like. And so much to your surprise, it's not that she can place a teleportation circle, she actually has a pocket dimension with a magical forge and a teleportation circle inside of it.
That's cool.
Along with like some places to like rest and eat inside of a pocket dimension that she created. So, she took you to the university district, the Daigaku district, and there, across from the library, in a little bakery, she found a part of brick wall, plunged the door handle into it, and a door sprouted from it, and a little number above it, because the building is like building number is 201, this is 201A. You guys walked inside and found a very pleasant cottage-esque environment with the resting area, the forge, the teleportation circle, and she was also able to make it so that only the four of you could open the door into it. You asked her what she does for fun, and she just said that she likes to research spells and create her own spells, including the one that created your space. So she fucked off, and you guys made your way across the street to the library, where you found where you were recommended to seek out one Master Eryx, a Tabaxi Master Scholar. And there, you found after a somewhat plain-looking waiting room, a huge underground library with all sorts of magical stairs and books flying around, shelving themselves, and a very kind, humorous researcher named Masubi, who you all liked the cut of his jib, and decided that you're going to like get him some attention. Though after some mutual natural ones, there are some misinterpreted, you know, it sounded like maybe Inari wanted to bring him on a date. And it was really awkward. But then mercifully you're at Master Eric's office. Master Eric's being an old Tabaxi researcher. You told him all about Shadow Rock Island and the Devil Plan. And before he could get too much into it, you got a call from Magpie, letting you know that Mayri had been resurrected, or reincarnated into the body of a male tiefling. She filled you in on her journey there. A lot of the same stuff you've heard before, but from her perspective. The important bit of news, though, is that she's going to team up with Magpie, Hannah, Ida Porridge Pot, Wisp, and Professor McAwee. They're all going to work together on developing some sort of shield that will protect magic users from the wild magic of Shadow Rock.
Which is dope.
Yeah. Master Eric is also going to join in this, coordinating with his researchers back here, but also heading to where everybody else is and working up. So you've got this big super team of very smart people working on this, while you guys just get to hang around and be heroes.
We made a think tank.
You know what? I didn't think of it in that term.
We made a think tank.
You really did make a think tank.
We brought people together.
You got a think tank working on this problem now. But yeah, you got sending stone information from Kamiko, who had a really nice pearlescent moon-shaped sending stone. You got sending stone information from Master Eric's, who just had a large rock. So then you decided, before the parade and the announcement of heroics, that you'd go to a potion shop. So you went to one in the campus district, a place called a Shop of Healing, or a half-baked shop, keeps sold you all a lot of potions. You bought so many potions that he granted you a completely random potion for buying so many. Could have been literally any potion that existed. And you all received a potion of false aura, which maybe is not the most useful for you, but could be useful for bartering with perhaps some sort of fiendish or feyish or some other creature.
Or who knows, it could be really useful to us in the future.
Yeah, when one of you is turned into a vampire, I mean...
Huh?
I said when one of you is turned into a vampire, and I was like, oh, wait.
But why?
Skipping ahead on my notes here.
We
have plans.
I dare you to give us another vampire.
Tell me, what does Inari think of blood?
What every woman thinks of it.
Alright, so, and you all headed off for the parade, which is where we're going to start this session. It is the 15th of Lean still, and you all through have been escorted back to the palace, and escorted onto a grandstand where you're standing with the queen, who greets you fondly. You also see 14 other people, combination of humans, halflings, half-elves, elves. You see a dwarf and an orc. These are the various lords of the 14 cantons of Mishima. As you guys are seated, and then the parade starts to go past you. You see... starts with the sounds of drums, and then there's music playing, people dancing in the streets, it's got the, and then so Shiro's there too. So the 20 of you in this grandstand, I had to do the math. The 20 of you are in this grandstand, and front and center in the grandstand is the God-touched owl.
Oh shit!
Nice.
And so. Yeah, the parade's going. You see people lining the street as far down as the eye can see. The parade moving up the street. Whenever they get to you all, there's bowing and saluting and cheering. And just very.
So is it like a military parade?
No. You see people with like giant puppets. You see people singing and dancing and performing.
So it's just citizens?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Is it people from each of the cantons?
Yes. If you ask that question, the queen would say, yes, people have come from all over. Obviously, not everybody could make it, and everybody here in the city, of course, has come out. So it's people from all walks You
so
see,
like the high school marching band from each of the...
You see blacksmiths have come out with their hammers and are just banging them against shields.
Oh, what a sound! Oh, I thought you meant banging two hammers together.
No. Playing shields like some... Like, okay. It sounds good. It's
they come through like a drum line. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know if you've ever heard two hammers hit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the closest sound to your ears bleeding that I've ever heard. Ugh. Anyway, sorry.
All right, so after about 90 minutes...
Oh, wow, that's a long parade.
I'm just going to be having wind blow my hair and just be looking...
Yeah, I was going to ask, so this very last 90 minutes, what sort of vibe do you all give off during this time?
I think as, like, the different bands and dancers go by, I'm going to be kind of, like, dancing along and, like, waving. Mm-hmm. And when things are a little bit more boring, like military processions, I'll just be like, sit down. And then I wait for the drums to start coming again, and I'm like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
What about shims?
I feel like in my mind, Shanks doesn't necessarily draw attention to herself, but whenever Tony's doing his little performance, she's like... basically, like, the backstage crew that's, like, doing, like, whatever she can kind of on the sidelines to make his performance a little better. Like,
that's good.
Like, if he does a move or something, like, while he's dancing that's, like, you know, particularly showy, she'll, like...
Little fireworks.
Get some little pyrotechnics going. I don't know.
Nice. So, Tony, roll me a performance check with advantage.
Hell yes. Come on.
Oh, that's a good one. It was a 19, so 21.
21? Nice. Okay. Yeah, people seem to be digging it.
Hell yes.
You see people there trying to, like, you see, like, as the marching band arrives here, people kind of disband, and, like, this little plaza in front of this grandstand. It starts to fill up with people that were in the parade and people that were watching the parade. Nari, it sounds like you are...
I'm looking like I deserve to be here, but also like I'm a nice...
Prestidigitating a little bit of wind.
Yeah, but I'm also a lovely, approachable person. Mm-hmm.
One for the humble brag.
Yes, exactly.
All right, roll me a performance check.
All right. And I'm enjoying the show.
The people's art, if you will.
The people's art.
Ah! Oh! Oh, wait, don't say that.
No.
Oh!
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
Was it, what'd you say, performance?
Yeah.
29.
Nice.
Yeah, with that natural 20.
Two natural 20.
Incredible. Yeah, like...
I mean, talk about honor the cock.
And if anyone very attractive walks by, I will give them a wink. Discreetly.
There is, you know, like when the Beatles used to play in stadiums and it was just shrieking people?
Oh, never mind. I was going to be like, do I get my coin back? But I have it. Never mind.
You definitely see, like, there's just, like, a small subsection of crowds that, like... Like, of all races and genders, just, like, watching you and, like, screaming and shouting and...
That's hilarious.
Taika, what about you?
I'm, like, actually interested in the people, but I know that I can't maintain interest in every single thing a la this. That sounds exhausting. So, I mean, are there, like, servers, like, coming to bring us, like, drink and food?
Yeah.
I'd like to pay one of them to just sit with me and explain whatever, like, what are they, just to answer my questions, because I don't want to talk to the stuffy lord.
Oh, Toshiro's, like, sitting next to you.
I don't want to bother him, though.
He wouldn't be a bother to him. He's here to, like, help you guys out.
Okay, all right. I thought that he might have duties and shit.
His duty is the four of you.
His duty is our goodies.
So you're asking questions like, what's the population of that?
I mean, I don't know.
County and what's their major export?
No, but just like little cultural questions, like that sort of thing. Yeah. Whatever might interest me about the separate sections, I, you know, clap when it's needed and that sort of thing. But I'm not like, engaged in emotionally having a connection with all these strangers. I'm just like, shit, well, I don't care.
Let's just call it an insight check. Just kind of like get the vibe.
Catch a vibe. Not very well, apparently. That is a 9, so 16.
I mean, you get a pretty good vibe of it, but also, like, you got Tony dancing and Inari preening, and, like, it's what's quickly becoming, like, hundreds and thousands of people, like...
Thousands! Damn!
Line up!
I mean, it's everybody from the city and, like, some of the neighboring, like, towns are here. It's a big crowd of people.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were just talking about people that were... enamored with Inari.
Okay.
Inari wishes, but...
I mean, give it time.
Yeah. No, I'm just chill, trying to not... It's not like I need to try not to get attention, because that is taken care of. I'm just not putting forth that kind of
what
effort.
What are you talking about?
So what I said.
Yeah, I'll say like you also like he points out like potential people that'll be competing in the melees.
Ooh,
and like
good to know.
And,
I'm very interested in that information.
And like talks about like fighting styles and stuff like that are like different here, and you know would be of interest to you.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I have a question.
Yeah.
This is the first time that we're like announced to the public.
You haven't been announced
yet,
but you were about to be. Yeah.
Oh, we're about to be announced.
Yeah. And then the announcement will come at the end of the parade when everybody's in the plaza.
Oh, okay. Because I just know that, like, Taika's already kind of famous for unrelated reasons, so...
Is there any, like, recognition
just,
of that?
you don't know. Roll me an insight check.
I already failed.
Well, this is a different one.
Okay, that's a dirty 20.
Yeah, you see, like, there's, like, a few people, like, that kind of, like, are talking and pointing at you, and it's the only thing you can think of that would be...
It's hilarious.
Alright, so, so as the final bit of the procession comes into the plaza, and the plaza is just filled with people, and it's loud, and it's noisy, The queen stands up and raises a hand for silence, and silence just ripples throughout the crowd as everybody stops what they're doing and pays attention to what she says. And so she addresses the crowd, her voice magically amplified.
Sonorous.
And... she says, fellow citizens of Mishima, it is my great honor to be here today. She says, as many of you know, hundreds of years ago, a valuable artifact was stolen from our great nation. The God-Touched Owl of Rensla, she says. Many of you have had to make the perilous journey to Windhaven to... to... just to be able to properly commune with this most holy of relics.
Can I low-key try to start a boo? Just like a boo.
You realize everyone sees exactly what you are doing. You are like on display in front of them.
Does it work?
If you do it, yeah.
Should I not do it?
You can do whatever you want.
Should I roll a wisdom save?
You can do whatever you want.
All right, wisdom save.
Yeah.
I got a 13.
You tell me. That's all up to you. You try to start a boo?
I support you doing this.
I think I do, because fuck Windhaven. I hate Windhaven.
So when you say,
when she mentions
Windhaven, you
boo!
boo ripples out in the crowd.
Does Toshiro look mad at me?
Roll an insight check.
Oh, can I roll an insight check as
well?
Roll
an insight check. 18.
He does not look pleased.
Okay, my bad.
Because the queen is talking.
Ah, yes, my bad. I'm not used to queens.
It's alright.
And even if
I'd
probably behave the same.
With the queen. We're saying, hell yeah, you're right. Like, you know,
you're being the queen's anger translator. Obviously, she'd have words she'd want to say about the way that she's usually
doing.
Well, anyway, so she says, Anyway, she continues talking about, and many of you have perished on the journeys, the perilous journeys of the Wind Haven to the Isle. No more. It is my great honor to announce that the God-touched Isle of Rensla has been returned to our nation. And she says, and we have these four individuals to thank for it. These four heroes from the Devalian Peninsula. Give it up for Kestron and Kestrel.
What?
No!
I'll find that fucker.
We pull out our weapons and kill everyone on site.
Every single person in the plot.
It's on site.
No, she says, these four heroes from the Devalian Peninsula, strangers to our land, but with charitable enough hearts to make the long journey here to return it to us. She says, this adventuring group, this group of noble-hearted adventurers known as the Horn and Claw, she says, I will introduce each of them individually. She says, we have Inari, fair of heart. She says,
you're one crowd, like you're one little section.
I don't wave, actually. I just nod.
People lose their fucking minds in the crowd at the mention of your name. And now they know your name.
Now they know your name.
When Inari is, like, announced, can I, like, subtly do, like, a little druid craft situation to kind
of
have some, like, flowers around her?
I fucking love it. Of course you can do that. Yeah, and the Inari fan club, you know, like, you've heard of Listomania, it's like Inari Mania. And then she says, and brave of heart and stout with the sword, Taika. And as cheers you hear, you're a chant coming from the back of the crowd that goes, Bunko goes down! Bunko goes down!
Tony starts chanting it too.
Yeah, Queen just raises an eyebrow suddenly at that. She says, a most clever artificer, Shims Al-Harar.
People
fear me. And she says, and of course, the ever fun Tony E.
Yay! Can I walk towards, like, the edge of where we're standing and pull, like, a Willy Wonka where I, like, go and fall face forward and then I do, like, a little somersault and then I bounce back up.
Roll me an acrobatics check.
Hell yeah.
Oh, boy.
You can use my coin if you fail this.
I mean, even if I fail it, I am A-okay.
Can I give her Bardic?
Of course you can.
I'll just give her a little wink, or give him a little wink.
And of course, you know, Shims can always flash you if you need it.
What's that?
Yeah.
The Bardic is 4?
D8.
Oh, okay.
D8.
It's been a while since I used it. I'm a good Bard.
15, 20, minus 1, 19.
Yeah, you pull.
I didn't think he had good decks.
Minus one. Yeah.
You pull a little Wonka, and you don't quite stick, like, you don't do, like, a perfect gymnast landing, but you get it.
I mean, they were worried, and then they were surprised, and that's all I wanted.
And then the crowd just starts chanting, Tony! She says, in honor of this owl being brought back to us, we are officially in 7 days of celebration. Tomorrow will be the day of song, where those of you who are clever with words and quick with wit will make songs to impress Inari.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
The day of magic, will be the next, where people will be able to do whatever, the most clever use of magic to be rewarded. You will not be judged by Tony. You'll be competing with Tony. I'm sorry, Tony. The next day will be the individual melee, where you will be fighting in the arena with Taika. People start cheering. Bongo goes down.
Yeah.
And then the fifth day will be the 24 Hours Artificers Competition, where you'll be competing with Shims Al-Harar, in order to make the most interesting artifact, and 24 hours.
I like how all of yours are completely. You're all competing, and I'm like, no. You must vie for my attention.
Yeah, it fits.
Exactly.
It's accurate.
Exactly.
So I don't know what I'm gonna do. Do I wanna judge or compete?
You wanted to compete.
I don't know.
Huh? That's what you said.
You wanted to compete, so you're competing.
Oh, I did? Okay, yeah. Sure.
You'll blow them.
Of course, the sixth day will be the grand team melee.
Did you say you'll blow them?
I was going to say out of the water, but I forgot what the phrase was.
I was like, bail what? I don't think so.
I'll do that for you.
Even in a fantasy world, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
The sixth day will be the Grand Team Melee, where the Horn and Claw will be competing along with the strongest adventurers in order to see who is the strongest and most fierce. And then the seventh day will, of course, be the Grand Finale Feast, where I will present each of these noble heroes with a great boon. Crowd cheers.
Nice.
She says, now, I will let Yukio... come out and High Priest Yukio, come out and say a few words. Yukio comes up on the stage. First time you guys have seen him since the first day you saw him. He looks older.
Huh?
Like a little older. He looks tired.
What does that mean? He was an unending... Hadn't he been alive for like forever and hadn't aged?
You're thinking of the adventurer. He's not... This is the head cleric of the temple.
Okay. He didn't have an ageless thing?
Yeah, no. Do we have any idea of why that would be?
No.
Okay.
Interesting.
He speaks to the crowd, and he just says, thank you, everybody. It is so good to have the god-touched owl of Rensla back where it belongs, in the temple where Rensla left it with us.
Tony. Do Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Yeah, it's him.
Okay.
In your head, I'd be like, should I talk, loop him in and ask him if he's okay? Or is that revealing our cards?
But maybe not during, but we should definitely talk to him after his speech.
Okay, cool.
He says, anyway, it has been far too long since this sacred object was available for the citizens of this country to view on their soil.
Did he say on their soil?
On our soil, basically.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute.
Now we're going to pick apart
everything. We are going to pick apart everything.
Sorry.
He says, so let us pray. And he kneels down before the owl and starts to pray.
What's the vibe?
This is a weird vibe.
Holy.
Okay.
You rolled an insight check if you want.
Yeah.
This is a game of skills, so.
Mine's 11.
22?
He looks excited to be here, but just exhausted.
Okay.
It's weird.
Can we give him a potion of healing?
Yeah.
Potion of cheer up, man.
Yeah.
And so he, as he prays... the light in the city grows dim for a second as the owl starts to float and glow on the pedestal in front of you. And much to your surprise, the wings extend outwards as the owl floats up into the air and everyone starts to kind of ooh and all at it in the air. And as it does...
I'm on threat assessment. I don't give a fuck about this religion.
And as it does, it expands. Like, the owl itself stays floating, but it's just a spectral view of an owl comes out, and you see before you the majestic form of Rensla.
Oh.
And as she floats there in the sky above you, with just a look at the four of you, you feel yourselves filled with a holy energy.
Oh, cool.
And then the vision disappears, and the statue, the wings in the statue go back down, and floats back to the pedestal.
Shit.
And everyone is silent.
Yeah. No shenanigans while that was going on?
Roll me a perception check.
Yeah, I was going to say, did anybody look... This looked like expected, right?
Expected?
Mm-hmm.
No. Nobody expected it. Everyone is stunned and silent right now. You can also roll an insight check on Yu-Gi-Oh! If you want.
Yes, please.
Wait, didn't you say perception?
Yes.
Okay. It's still...
Perception.
Well, you were looking for threats and things
that
happen.
Yeah, 24. Unfortunately, it's still not great. You know what? I'm going to use my coin. Mm-hmm. Probably this is
going to
be a
roll. Oh my god, Shumps never fucking knows what's going on.
I got a 22 for perception.
25.
You don't...
Perception.
Everyone just seemed stunned and awed. Nobody... Even, like, the pickpocket put the purse back when he was looking at it.
Okay.
Because, you know, he suddenly realized that he felt the presence of a deity in front of him for a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there is a judgment.
I guess if God came down from the heavens, I would also be like, okay, I'm not doing for this. I'm not robbing an old lady.
And, yeah, as it floats back down... like the crowd is just silent with a reverence, and then you just hear someone say, "Fuck yeah!" And then like,
"Fuck yeah!"
And then like the crowd just starts like cheering and like you see people like weeping and crying.
Yeah.
And
then, like, oh my god.
Seriously.
When you look in Yukio, it's just like openly like sobbing in front of the statue.
Yeah, that's probably quite the experience for believers.
And you all have received a boon.
Ooh!
Nice.
You have received...
I'm so on edge with every sentence you say.
I'll add it to D&D Beyond and have a card for you next week, but you have been given the boon of Renslow's Serenity. And what that does is if you are ever stunned... you can take one action while you are stunned.
Oh. Whoa.
That's cool.
That's extremely powerful.
Is that a forever thing?
That is a forever thing. Well, unless you, you know, like, go and, like...
Piss him off.
Go and, like, piss in her church or something like that. It might...
That might take it back.
Yeah.
So it's the boon of Renslow's Serenity?
What's that?
She'd have to catch us first.
I imagine it wouldn't be that hard for a god.
If you go into her house.
Yeah, right. I just move. I imagine Tony is a lot like Bruce
Simpson.
Use the same
garden around her statue as a litter box.
Yeah. Just like pee in every corner of the temple.
So we get, if we're stunned, we get to use one action every turn. So action, bonus action.
Move action, one of those three.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Not fully stunned.
That's amazing.
That's very cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Damn.
All right, so. And so there's just a quiet and then the cheering and then the... Queen just says, as loud as she can, though the crowd barely registers it, she says, let's let the festivals begin. And
I imagine it just explodes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so she steps down and says, well, this is all for you. Enjoy the celebration. She says, I'm going to retire to the castle for a bit. But,
does she seem shaken, or...?
She just looked to be a manifestation of God in front of her. Uh-huh. She's trying her doing her best to hide it, but yeah, with your with you two's passive insight, you definitely can tell. So.
Well, thank you very much, and
yeah.
Probably not, but you know, if there's anything we can do for you, let us know.
All right, so...
In our heads, I'm going to say, do you want to... head off Yukio and... Is it Yukio?
Yukio.
Yeah.
Okay. And see if there's anything up with him.
It's like Rufio, but with a Y.
Rufio?
From...
Hook.
Yeah, from Hook.
Oh.
The one kid that has, like, a skateboard or something.
Okay.
And they go, Rufio! Oh! Sorry. Sidetrack.
He's a fun one.
Yeah, Yukio.
So yeah, go try to talk to him. Possible.
All right, so Romy, he's picked up the alley. He's starting to leave.
Okay.
So Romy, let's call it a dexterity save because you are these 14 different like lords of the cantons are like wanting to talk to you and like.
Can I give her assistance by cock blocking?
Yeah, I'll say
just some elbows
roll with the help action.
14. 16. Dexterity save.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What does that mean? Oh, that's something else. 22.
Yeah, you're able to, like, kind of maneuver your way around these Gladhanders. and you're able to catch up with Yukio as he's carrying the owl, like, in a special, like, he's put it, like, in a... I don't know, it's fancier than a box. I want to say a litter, or leader, but it's...
Litter?
You know, like, kind of the thing that people carry on their shoulders. Mm. I guess it would be... Anyway, we'll just say it's a very fancy box that he's carrying.
Hey, man, are you okay?
Or?
Just, hey, man, are you okay? I'm just kidding.
What I heard, energy? Man, are you gay? And I was like, why would you say that?
If he wants to tell me that, I'll let him tell me. Hey, Yukio, can you talk?
This is Anari. Hello.
Hi.
We can...
walk and talk?
Yeah, I just want to get this back to the temple.
Yeah, are you all right? You seem a little...
I'll be honest, I did not sleep last night. He says, let me persuasion check. He seems like he kind of wants to talk to you about it, but you also get the idea that, like, he's kind of thinking about not talking to you about it, so...
Okay, I've been rolling a lot of 14s tonight. Persuasion, you said?
Mm-hmm.
27.
Nice. He says, well, I don't want you to feel like you've burdened me in any way, because you've brought me this owl, and that is, as you can see, has been a miraculous in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but the book has been...
Oh, shit.
Was more troublesome to dispose of than I had anticipated.
Is there... do you need help?
It is destroyed now, but it took time.
Are you okay?
I will be after I rest, yes.
Is he...
Do you want to roll another insight here?
Yeah, I'm like, did something happen? Like, did the book do something to him that's going to fuck him over for the rest of his life? Or potentially turn him into an evil thing?
Yeah.
Or something, I don't know.
Yeah. Another 14?
I think that's 24. So a different dice, too.
Yeah.
24.
You don't get the idea that, like, this isn't Yukio. He just seems really tired.
Okay.
He just says, there was a great forgotten evil hidden within its pages. And I spent much of the evening locked in combat with it.
Oh, man.
Both mentally and physically.
Oh my goodness.
It drained all of my considerable divine energies in order to defeat it.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, thank you for doing that. Is there anything we can do for you to help recover?
No, I will just need a few days of rest. But,
okay.
You, by bringing it to me and not reading it... You have done me
that's good.
A great, great honor already.
I'm glad you didn't read it.
I'm a little disappointed y'all didn't thumb around.
Oh my god, you evil fuck!
But hey, you did the smart thing.
I think the metagame on Caitlin reacting to that name probably helped a little.
But, yeah, he's just like, so, I've been tested, but I have succeeded.
Well, thank you.
And then to see Rensla, I don't know. I don't think it was them necessarily and physically, but part of them I think was here in that moment. And this just to see that after the ordeal that I've been through was very reaffirming and reassuring that I.
Did you feel the holy presence in you?
I did. Yes. You.
Mm.
Well, then I think you can take that as a sign that she is pleased with your judgment.
Well, yeah. I have good judgment, mostly.
Naturally.
Well, I hope you get some rest, and if the parties that are going on, if the events are going on, are to your liking, hope to see you at any of them.
Perhaps in the back half of the week after I've had some time to rest and recover, but... But yes, you, of course, are welcome in the temple anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, here, Toshiro has been showing you around.
Is Renzla his... Did we didn't ask him that last time, did we?
You did not?
No. Is... Yeah.
No, he is not a Renzla acolyte, but... he is a very good man, and ask him about karaoke sometime.
All right. Does he have a family?
Not in the biological sense, but I would say he does.
I'm getting what you're putting down. All right, I'll let you get some rest. Thank you.
Yes, of course.
Does he have guards with him?
Yukio?
Mm-hmm.
He is a 20th level cleric. He does not need guards.
Even against a 20th level wizard?
Well, he's not worried about that. In act of war.
Mm-hmm. Just before we say bye to him, just sort of, like, just say, I hope the worst of your worries are behind you, and then cast Healing Word on him. I don't know if that would necessarily help, but I have a free use of it, and I
he appreciates it.
Feel
he's
that
dealing with
so
exhaustion
much.
Levels right now.
Wait, if it's exhaustion levels, doesn't
it takes a greater restoration?
No, it doesn't.
He's currently at exhaustion level 4.
Oh, damn! So that man's almost dead. Okay. He, like, at 6 is die, right?
Yeah, at 5 he wouldn't even be able to move.
Oh!
Yeah, he's been through the shit.
Wow. That's
right. So I think, because I stayed back to, like, take some of the heat so you could get away, but if you're telling me that, I'm going to say a quick word to Toshiro and let him know, your friend Yukio, he went through some really bad shit because of that book, so you should look in on him.
He says, I will. I appreciate the heads up.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Even when you're resurrected, you only take 3 levels, right? Or is it 4?
Is it levels of exhaustion that you take? Or
yeah.
I thought it was just static penalties.
Yes.
No, you're several levels of exhaustion whenever you're resurrected. Because I know Bryn, it took her several days to actually be up to full strength.
Yeah.
But anyway, it doesn't actually matter. That's fucking wild.
That's wild, yeah.
I cannot believe we dodged that bullet.
So you guys are pretty good at dodging the bullets. You never took the owl out of the dimensional space.
Yep.
You left the book alone.
Yep.
It's like y'all know all my tricks.
We know you secrets, old man.
it's not exhaustion levels. It's minus penalties too.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so there's a big party in your honor. People are respecting the sanctity of the pavilion that you're in, so nobody's like rushing you guys or anything. You definitely see like there's like a lot of people looking at you, and like there's still like people are just like sort of drinking and celebrating in the streets now, and like you hear your names being spoken a lot. So, what do you do? You've got these lords that are like, you know, just sort of like thanking you and, you know, telling you to, oh yes, you must come down to Noshi sometime, and you know, our crops are the best in the country, and we can make you a good meal. And another one says, well, you haven't truly lived until you've seen the forest of Koromori, you know, just stuff like that.
Are any of these guys not insufferable rich dickbags?
Well, it's people of all genders, but,
dick bags is not gender-specific.
Yeah, it's not gender-specific.
But, yeah, these are all pretty...
Hereditary rich people.
Hereditary rich people, yeah.
I'll rub elbows with all of them.
And the ones that are glad-handing, like, they've rushed in, they kind of glad-hand with you, are definitely the, douchebag years, but you see there's a few that are hanging back, so maybe if you're looking for the less douchebaggy ones, you know, they're kind of talking quietly amongst themselves and look like they're maybe getting ready to, like, take off.
Fair enough. Okay. No. I just don't want anything to do with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, After, like, a little bit, they all kind of head off to do their own things, leaving you guys the four of you with Toshiro.
So, are we not going to be able to shop now? Like, that? Are we kind of like... Should we have done any additional shopping before this?
Toshiro's like, I'm sure that shopping will be even better for you now.
Oh, really? They won't upcharge us for anything?
No, if anything, you'll get a discount.
Oh, all right.
Are you going to get mobbed in the street, though?
No.
He says, people here are pretty respectful, generally.
Okay, cool.
And if they aren't, you just let me know.
I mean, I'll get there first, but we'll let you know for sure. Because we need to get you better armor.
Yeah,
right?
We do.
Also,
I can't believe I didn't think about that.
Just buy better armor!
What's that?
It's not! No. She's just wearing basic bitch armor!
We're on session 73. And not once did it cross my mind. I was like, I need a cloak. I need an attunement. No, bitch.
You're just thinking of accessories, which I completely understand. Like, how can I complete the look?
You know what you
so
would get?
To me about this? Is Inari has the most outfits.
Yeah. Right? Well, don't they also make, like, studded leather armor of glamoring?
I actually thought you had glamoured studded leather.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought so, too.
So after it's...
I'm just a
I have glamoured armor.
After it's glamoured armor,
use it to look like the most plain robes on Earth.
I think typically glamoured armor is just capped at a +1, but also I'm the DM and I can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. Oh! I do want to ask Toshiro really quick. So I was thinking about it, and I'm still pretty set on the 20 vials of oil of sharpness, because that would be very useful to all of our future endeavors. but I also wanted to check and see if there's any improvement that could be made to this ring of identity. To add slots for how many identities I can store. Oh, for life. Or would that make it too powerful?
What I have currently, it's uncommon, right?
I'll check.
Oh, it's common.
Nasty.
Well.
So he says, yes, I think that's something we could do. He says, perhaps we could do that in a handful of oils of sharpness for you.
That'd be great.
He says, optically, she's going to be announcing these boons.
Oh.
How would you like that?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, we can think upon this.
I mean, is it wrong to say just... tell the people it's the value, it's so many oils of sharpness, and then in reality I get however many plus the update? Or that's not on the up and up?
No, Queen's Boon is public record.
I'm not sure then. I'm not sure it's like the most important thing either.
Queen's Boon.
He says, but we could say We could say that, you know, you wanted a magical item enhanced. That's...
Yeah. That would be enough. Right, for public record?
Mm-hmm. He looks at you, Shim, as if they've thought any more since this morning about what you'd like from the Queen.
No. I still need some time to think about it.
Yeah. Well, if you need assistance, just let me know. I'm happy to spitball some ideas. She's like, oh, she moved. It's my seat now. You got a cat in your seat.
Oh, actually, oh, Shams, you should be able to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at him. Oh my god, guys, Inari's been polymorphed into a cat.
Again.
Again.
He says, Tony, we're still working on your thing.
What'd you ask for?
The fly.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the two magic carpets, so I could wear them like hoverboards.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have a microwave?
Yeah, it's the,
yeah,
red,
it's
thing.
The red thing.
Oh, it's that weird little red thing.
It's straight out of, like, 1999. It's supposed to look like an iMac computer.
Yeah, I thought it was like a fancy
People a lot of times think it's an air fryer.
Or a bread maker.
So, like, it's just, yeah, it's, yeah, you get it. He says, you consider your options, and let me know. He says, are you still looking for the new drum?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Alright, so, what are you guys going to do?
I think go shopping.
Yeah, might as well get that taken care of.
Well, all the places are closed right now.
So tomorrow.
Okay. So you're just going to party, enjoy, you're going to mingle with the people, or are you going to stay separate from the people?
Go get drunk.
Yeah. Have a team night.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Mr. Character.
I'm just going to keep an eye out and see what's available. So I think, yeah, just walking around and seeing what's going on. And joining whatever seems interesting enough to join.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely getting. We're walking and drinking. We're mm-hmm. we're eating. We're you know getting hearty slaps on the back.
We're twerking on Frodo.
Careful, he likes that. Especially if you fart on him.
All right, so. Yeah, so you guys go out and enjoy the party. Surprisingly, like people, like, you know, serve you, you know, whatever drinks you want. You don't have to pay for anything, food, things like that. But people, like, otherwise are kind of, like, keeping, like, a respective bubble around you.
Mm.
Not engaging with you unless you engage with them first.
Mm, okay.
Cool. I think eventually I want to work our way towards the place where I beat Bunko,
yeah.
Just to do a victory lap.
Oh yeah.
You don't even have to like go to the district. There's like a part that's definitely like full of people who are there, and like as you get closer, you just hear like them doing the chant again.
I just want to. It was Gold Kobo, right?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Katsu.
I just want to see if I can find him, and I understand that that's almost impossible in a city full of so many people.
Roll me a perception check.
But I think it would just be funny to lock eyes with him, mm-hmm. knowing who I am now. Perception? Mm-hmm. 23?
Okay. Yeah, you actually see him with Bunko.
Oh my gosh.
And like you, I'll say at first they don't see you, and like they're canoodling, like they're like they're having drinks, and like Bunko has her hand on like his ass.
Mm-hmm. Get it, Bunko.
And or I guess one of her four hands.
Yeah.
one like her upper arm is around his shoulder, and her lower arm is just hanging right on the ass.
Hell yes.
And they're talking. And as they kind of notice, like, the crowd shifts as you guys move through it. And so they notice that and then look over and see you. And,
Because Bunko wasn't sore about it, right?
No, Bunko actually just kind of looks at you and just gives you, like, a little half bow. you can just vaguely hear Katsu say, it's like, don't bow to her, she...
That's what I wanted.
She bankrupted me! And you hear Bunko just say, you're still plenty rich.
Yeah. Right. Cool. That's all I wanted. I didn't want to actually interact. I just wanted to be within visual range.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
So, everybody here knows who you are, and some people here doubly know who you are.
Go back to drinking.
All right. So, you all have a good evening. Getting nice.
I imagine like the vendors and stuff have more tact than this, but in my brain, a lot of the like little things you can buy are like owl themed.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You see, like, there's people literally just like an owl's head.
You see, people are literally like selling them, but behind them are like little artisans that are literally just cranking these owl things out. Mm-hmm.
Oh, little owl shaped waffles on sticks.
You got owl shaped waffles and sticks. Mm-hmm. You got little owl necklaces, owl rings,
owl macrame knots.
Exactly.
What time?
People. You know, what some sort of providence of where they were when you know Rinsla showed herself to people.
At one stall, there's just a bevy of knitters and crocheters working as fast as they can, with children stuffing owls as quickly as they can.
100% yes, that is the vibe.
Oh my god.
I feel like Shams would drop at least the equivalent of like $50 to $75 on just like random owl themed knickknacks.
Yeah, just drop 10 gold pieces.
I think Tyka would too, honestly. Yeah. Anytime I see something like kind of interesting, I'm like, I want one of those.
Mm. Hell yeah.
10 gold, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we know what time it is? Like in the Devalian Peninsula at the same time?
I think I figured out that they are in the Devalian Peninsula.
That's where we're from, right?
Yeah. Okay. They give me just a second.
1 second.
Probably
like five or six hours ahead.
Oh, ahead. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. My friend, I love you.
You don't need to be on her lap. She's allergic to you while she's
eating. I'm sorry, Wendy. I love you.
Keep going.
I don't know why I'm like keeping my hand there. Sorry, baby.
Well, he would jump up, so... Mm.
It makes me so sad that cats can't understand why you can't, like, pet them. Like, they don't know what an allergy is. Oh, and
I feel so bad.
It actively distresses me that the kitties don't know why they don't see me anymore. I love them so much.
Yeah. All right, so, is there anything anybody else wants to do in the,
Bam!
He did that with his telekinetic powers.
I was going to say, what?
He just stared at it and pushed it over. is there anything else that you all would like to do at the parade?
What time-ish would we have started partying?
The parade, like, 4 p.m.
Okay. So calling someone, like, right after the parade ended would have been fine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
Evening-wise, yeah. Being careful? Okay. I kind of want to call Irene and ask him for details about what he meant about fetching me anytime I want.
Really?
I know, I just want to know. I keep thinking about it and being like, what does that mean? Give me the logistics.
He says, this is a Rennie.
Hi, I had a quick question.
It's
yeah,
been
a while.
Hi. It's been several months, how have you been?
Oh, yeah, well, good. How have you been?
I can't complain, a little boring, but...
Mm. Speaking of boring, last time we talked, you said you could fetch me anytime.
Absolutely.
How would that work, getting me there and getting me back?
Power of teleportation.
Oh, you could just send me right back to where I came from?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, all right, cool.
So just, especially if you grab something from where you are.
Oh, sweet. All right. Thank you.
Do you want to teleport somewhere?
You'll hear from me later.
Okay. I look forward to it.
I just wanted to know.
That's hilarious.
All right.
Are you going to stand him up tonight?
Oh.
You have thought about that.
I mean, I'm down. If he's still awake when we're done being friends or being. Doing our friend time.
Yeah.
I can't mean the moment that you got on the phone with me, like, you ran, like, to the public baths. You he's just like straightening up his his penthouse.
That's hilarious.
Is this the guy you hooked up with in Tabar or here?
Yeah. Tabar.
He's the he's the son of a crime family.
Mm. You got one family, I gotta have one family just so we're covered.
I mean, technically I have his family too because of Evelyn. He offered me a job.
don't ruin my thinly veiled disguise.
Disguise.
As to what I'm doing.
Oh.
I'm doing it for us.
I see.
It's a sacrifice that you are making for the group.
I literally just thought it was a booty call.
It is.
Okay. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is a
booty call.
I mean, it's good to know.
But it's
right?
also strategic.
Yeah. A strategic booty call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Go have some of those. Don't want to burn any bridges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so. Hi, Sam. Aww. All the kiddies getting the attention tonight. So, alright, so the night goes on. The other thing we guess I should ask is, like, how do you keep it to yourselves, or do you interact with the people?
Maybe a little bit of both. Like, maybe we kind of stick to ourselves, but then if, like, mm-hmm. something cool is going on, we approach. I don't mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if there's, like, a Harita-esque rich person, then yes.
I am not interested in rich people.
Just people of the ton.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
Is he fighting at all?
Nope.
Mm. He's so cute.
Oh my god, he's adorable.
He is purring, he is... Aww. He is just... He is flopped out.
He's like, oh, I like being manhandled.
Yesterday he was fighting. He was like spinning around doing somersaults.
Oh.
Okay, now he's done.
Okay. That was enough cuddles for me.
Alright, so. I'll say, just go ahead and everybody, roll me just a raw charisma check.
Ooh, okay.
What do you mean by raw?
Just D20
How
plus.
How raw do you want?
Oh.
D20 plus your charisma modifier.
Oh, not right.
Well, I rolled S.
That's a hot six.
I might use my coin.
Oh, God!
I got 10.
I feel so naked. I'm going to use my coin.
What'd you get?
3 plus 5.
Oh, dip.
Oh, sorry.
I rolled higher than you.
I'm actually also going to use my coin. Fuck it.
Shit! We are the least charismatic group of people, apparently, ever.
Jeez. I don't think we'll die from lack of charisma. So
well,
no,
potentially,
but
it's potentially not a performance. So, like, the DCs aren't the same. This isn't, like, a persuasion.
Oh, there
or...
we go.
Yeah, but a 6 is never good. You can't make a 6 good unless you roll a 1.
13 at the end.
13. Shims, what'd you get?
21.
Nice. So the one of us who wants to stay hidden and not seen is the most charismatic of us all on this evening. All
right, so, so what I'll say
You can't make a bad impression if you don't make an impression.
True enough.
That should slip that rule.
Here's how I'm going to say that works out. So, Taika, like, basically... you are surrounded by people, they seem really interested in you. I would say that probably almost freaks you out some. And so you're just a little standoffish. Like, people still like you, but, like, yeah, it's just,
I'm not used to being in that sort of situation.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Inari, like, you are used to having attention, but, like, having hundreds of people
looking
at you
at once,
that
makes sense. That makes sense.
Like, you're enjoying it for a bit, and, like, it's fine, but, like, you definitely feel, like, discomforted. Mm. Like, you feel like this is, it just feels off.
Because this is a whole nother level.
This is
a different
I can
of...
relate to being uncomfortable, so I totally understand.
Yeah. Tony, like, you're fine.
Just chilling.
And then Shims, like, you are just trying to stay in the background and, like... you know, trying to avoid attention, trying to hype up your friends. And that just makes people interested in you more. Because you're now the mysterious one. And so, like, the next day, like, of everybody, you are the one that people are talking about, trying to figure out who you are, what your deal is, like interested, like the Artificers competition is like skyrocketed.
Hell
like,
yes.
Because nice. You'll be the one that's like there for that.
Oh my
and so,
gosh.
Like, it's just, it's had like the weird, like, opposite effect of what you thought it might have.
Nice.
That's so funny. I also realized that the idea of Shumps being seen as like the edgy, mysterious one is probably magnified by the fact that like she has this fucking staff of death on
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Oh
you have a doom staff and a snake with a top hat. Like, people want to know what your deal is.
That's fair.
Makes perfect sense.
So, anyway. And I will say, everybody still loves you. Like, this is not, like, you are heroes of this town. Like even if you're a bit standoffish, like, people, like, just accept that as part of you. It's just more how you were able to handle just this throng of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
okay.
even no matter how skilled you are, would be, like, hard for
yeah.
anybody.
Yeah.
It's
scary, to be honest.
You bamf back to the peninsula for a bit. All right, so you... You
just go to a different continent for a quick dicking, and then you move.
Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
I did not expect that phrase out of your mouth.
Well, to be honest, like, I almost wonder, like, if you guys even have sex, or if it's just, like, you get here and it's suddenly quiet and, like, just normal.
And you're like kind of hungover from the...
You play Uno and then...
So I just think maybe if it's cool, if you like, you guys just like chat for a bit, you maybe take a little bit of a nap and then like...
Sure, that works for me.
And he's just like, don't even worry about it.
Sweet.
And so yeah, you get teleported back to your little...
Can I have been, and this is a question for you, can I have been in a position to smirk at him as he came to pick you up? Or does he not come to pick her up?
No, he'd come to get you. He's the one casting teleport.
I just want to smirk at him. So he shows up and I'm just looking at him.
He's like, you say you still got that rabbit foot?
Yeah.
He's like, and the sound, he just looks at, like, he just hears, like, the roaring crowds, and, like, he just says, well, maybe I'm the one that will need the favor in the future from you.
I mean, that's the direction we're going in. Does he understand what has happened? Has word made it to the
development? No. But, you guys are, like...
In a different country, and there's a celebration happening.
And you are in this very fancy manor house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly, things have been going your way.
Uh-huh. I'm happy with this.
So he's there to
pick
you up. I like
to think that in a couple weeks, the news will make it to the Devalian Peninsula, and he'll just be reading, like, ye old newspaper, and then, like, just read our names, like, that's what was fucking going on?
All right, so, you guys get a long rest.
Nice.
Smash that. Long rest.
Smash that long rest button.
I smash something.
All right. It is now the 16th of Lean. It is the Day of Song. Queen's Day.
Inari's Day.
So, it is anticipated to be the song contest will be that evening. At 5 p.m. Basically, you don't need to be there until 4:30, and it's only you that has to be there. Everybody else can do whatever they else they would like. So,
I mean, I assumed that we would go with you,
If you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love it if you were there.
I want to see what kind of performers I'm up against.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. It might give you a good.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I would like to try to go get some armor before, though.
All right.
Just get that taken care of.
Yeah, so you guys have the whole morning and afternoon. What would you like to do with it? Get armor? Anything else?
Should we get I guess we have food in meat for us.
Yeah, but you could also go out and get food from...
We could have our breakfast and then go get coffee and pastries
as
an addition.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So you head off into the town. pick up your coffee and pastries, which are gratis.
Yummy, yum.
Nice.
The coffee vendor is like, oh, I could not take money from you after yesterday. Thank you.
Tip them
Leave
the gold.
A decent tip. Yeah.
You basically have to do it when like their back is turned, because otherwise they just keep like pushing it back at you.
Take it. Can I do like a stupid like, look what I found behind your ear? And like, pull out a gold coin. Like, you gotta clean your ears more. And flip him the coin.
He is helpless in front of your dad joke. And immediately grabs the coin without thinking about it. And then you guys are able to get out of the store.
And we use that distraction to put more money in the tip jar.
So, take off whatever gold. Same kind of thing happens at the pastry place, too. So you all head to an armor shop. There's a shop that specializes in armor called the Jester's Cap. It's kind of there in the that little kind of area that you came up through Hanaku, which is like kind of the southwest part of town that has like the nice little bakeries and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has a little like kind of like jester with like the little jingly hat things, mm-hmm. like just a picture of that like on the sign above it. But you see it was some very nice looking armor in the window.
How much for that armor in the window?
The one that has a +3. Oh, sorry, didn't mean to poke you in the eye, Sam.
God.
You also did it to yourself. So you head into the shop. And you see sitting there, kind of like folding a tunic and putting it on a shelf, a kind of younger looking tabaxi woman. She's kind of just kind of like the kind of white gray fur all over, and just kind of wide framed. And she looks over at you four and just gives a big grin. She says, "Oh, hello, good morning.
Morning.
She says, "Welcome to the Jester's Cap. How can I help the four of you today?"
"You have a lovely shop. Thank you. I was hoping to find some stud leather armor with as much plus to it as you."
The highest on the Altair scale.
Yeah, or you know whatever you have, honestly.
Whatever I have.
That's more than 0 on the Altair scale.
Well, yes, you want magic. So she says, "Well, of course we will give you the best discount that we can. We do have one suit of +3 studded leather armor." She says, "It normally runs for 100,000 gold pieces."
100,000!
But for the heroes, we could, of course, sell to you at our cost, which is 75,000 gold.
Ooh.
What about a +2?
Yeah, right.
Oh, she says, "That's far more affordable. 25,000 is
typically,
is what we could get that for you."
All right.
And that would put your AC up.
Much.
You don't have 25,000?
No, I spent some because we were going to get the
owlbear booty.
The booty.
Oh, the booty.
You have all that booty.
I don't have that much.
How much you got?
I have 16.
I can get you 1,000.
It's 10,000 gold that I would need, right?
So 1,000 platinum, though, is what would do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I got money. I made a shit ton of money on myself the other day.
I can pay you back.
I invested in myself and it paid dividends.
It paid off!
Thank you. I will pay you back.
Yeah.
Let me write that
down. I think
down.
You guys have helped me buy a few things.
I don't think 10,000...
I just have the spirit of sharing and camaraderie with this group. We all are so nice and generous with each other.
That's very nice.
And it's a good vibe.
Also, don't die! That's like my main imperative.
And so she points out, she says, "Now, of course, you look like a stylish person." So she says, "For another 5,000 gold pieces," she says, "I could make this glamored."
What does that do?
It means it could look
I put down 5,000 gold
pieces. I was like, I don't want to put down more.
What it does is you can make it look like anything, like any clothing. So it won't even look like you're wearing armor. It'll look like you're wearing... she already said she's going to do it.
Thank you.
Wait, but do I still get to make dresses for you?
Oh, yes. It's going to... Okay, for me, it's going to be... It's going to look whatever looks good with the dress I'm wearing under, or whatever I'm wearing underneath it.
Yeah, kind of, in my mind, based off, like, the vibe I have, I would just kind of, assume it looks like a corset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just one corset that gives me some protection. Magic. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I will pay you back.
Yeah.
She says, anybody else need any new armor or anything, or clothing? I also am a haberdasher and a tailor, and...
I would not mind an upgrade to my armor, because I also have glamored studded leather, but it's a +1. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, do I want to just get...
She says,
it would be nice to have that up my AC.
Yeah, I mean, more AC is always good.
Yeah.
She says, she says it'd only be an extra 20,000 to upgrade your current armor.
Nice.
And the glamored +2 armor.
I'm good with that, yeah.
Cool.
So, 20.
I studded leather. Fuck yeah.
So now my AC. I'm assuming we'll update that later, but now with that, my AC is now 16. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, me too. It should have went up by 1, you know, whatever it was before.
Yeah.
Me too.
And I'll mental note to myself to update your D&D Beyond with those.
Thank you.
And thank you for... Mm-hmm. Well, for the money, but also for being like, what about armor?
I assumed you already had glamored armor. I'm shocked.
Me too. I would have bought that a long time ago if I had realized. I'm just being silly.
Can I get, like, a suit of, like, the local style?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I want to get something really well fitted for the local style. But also combat ready.
Mm.
Does Toshiro wear anything but plate? I mean, obviously he has clothes on underneath, but he doesn't have, like, dress clothes or anything like that.
You've never seen him in anything but plate mail.
I don't have to wear armor. I'm not wearing armor.
He sleeps in it.
No. So I'm just going to get... I want a well-fitted suit that I can do combat maneuvers in.
Mm.
So that I
look... Ooh, like pajama jeans.
Those are so uncomfortable. Caitlin thinks that.
I just think, like, the general idea is those, like, work yoga pants.
work yoga pants.
Look like slacks, but they're supposed to be fit.
The fantasy equivalent of athleisure wear.
Oh, God.
Pajama jeans.
Pajama jeans.
Sorry.
But no, just, I want to be kitted out for the melee.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, you get yourself a, some nice, like, flowing pants, and like a silk tunic.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Looks pretty dapper.
That's what I want.
Dapper as fuck.
Yeah.
Alright. I'd say drop like 10 gold.
Sure. Easy.
Alright. Anybody else want anything from the clothing shop?
Mm-mm. I look exquisite. I don't need any clothing.
It's accurate.
She says, before you leave, Tony.
Yes. I'm glad you picked up the pronunciation.
She says, can we get a quick sketch together?
Sure.
And so she pulls out a little magic device and stands the two of you in front of it, and it does a little magical hand, does a quick sketch of you guys.
That's amazing. I imagine it's like a floating etch-a-sketch.
She has a sheet of paper that has a picture of the two of you, except that she's wearing like a jester's cap, like a sword in the picture, and you're wearing a wizard's hat.
That's cute.
Nice.
That is so precious.
Make sure you sign it for her.
Oh yeah, of course.
paw print. Just as thanks, it's nice to see a big tabaxi, or not a big tabaxi, but a famous tabaxi up on the stage. She says, there's not a lot of us in this country, and there's even fewer that get elevated to such positions, so.
Happy to be representation.
She smiles and says, well, come back anytime.
Nice.
So, cool. All right, so, anything else you want to do before the day of song?
No. Oh, maybe I should practice just in case so I don't accidentally make a fool of myself.
Well, you're not expected to perform.
I know, but you never know. I'm just kidding, but I probably would. To remind myself what good music sounds like.
Make sure they've all got the competition they have no idea they're going up against.
Alright, so you make your way back to the kind of plaza outside of the palace where there's a large kind of bandstand set up. You see Toshiro over there talking with the queen, and as he sees you, he waves at you and gestures you over. The queen would like to have tea with you.
Oh, all right.
To get to know you better. And then he looks at the other three of you and he's like, what would the three of you like to do?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm scared.
I mean, what?
I'd like to snoop.
I mean, we're literally always here, so.
Yeah. I'm here.
I mean, is there anything interesting around here to look at? Museums or cultural artifacts or things that this area is known for? Ooh, food. Is there good food around here?
Let's see, I'll take you guys up for a quick bite to eat before the competition.
Sounds good.
There we go. All
right, so, Inari. The queen says, thank you, I appreciate you taking tea with me. She leads you into a very nice tent that has been set up behind the bandstand. Inside, you find plush seats on the ground, you see a couple of service staff there with. She sits down on one end of a table and gestures for you to sit on the other end of it.
I will sit down after she does.
As she sits down, the people put out cups and start to fill them, and it's just very, like, using movements that are very ritual. It's sort of like in motion, like very practiced steps. Like they're moving in lockstep on opposite sides of the table as they pour and all that stuff. And she says, "I just figured since each of these days is dedicated to one of you, that I'd get a chance to know each of you better."
That's nice.
And I imagine you all probably have questions for me as well, so.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're like, yeah, totally, I have so many questions. Well, so what kind of questions do we have? She says, and I promise you that this is just a conversation between a person and another person. Don't think of me as a queen or anything like that. She says, but what's... So you're an adventurer. What brought you to that life?
Well, let's see. How do I... Long story made very short. Someone I knew died, and I went in trying to figure out what happened, and I liked it.
Well, she says, first, I'm so sorry for your loss. Someone close to you?
Yes.
That is very hard. Mm. She says, were you able to find out what happened to them?
Mm-hmm.
With prejudice.
She says, I'm glad to hear that. She says, it's always hard when we're helpless to help our loved ones. She says, some years ago, my son, who is unfortunately not here for the competition today, he is the most beautiful voice. And is quite the accomplished writer. But I think it's okay for me to say this since I am his mother. He is a bit of a fop. A dandy, like, Just kind of...
Kind of useless and rich. Maybe a little dumb.
Yeah, I've come across... No offense. I don't know why you take offense to this. I'm familiar with that type.
And she says, and so some years back, he decided that he wanted to tour all the different cities in Nishima. But he wanted to do it as a, quote, common person. And so he went without any guards or assistants or... Oh. Through the wilds.
Oh.
Interesting.
Says he wanted to live like common people. So, of course, I had to Shiro follow him. As a mother should do. And he was kidnapped by somebody. He was in a small town to the east, and a local bandit lord discovered who he was and tried to kidnap him for ransom. Thankfully, Toshiro was able to get him out of there. But there was a period there where I thought that perhaps this ancient blue dragon had held him hostage. And who knew what the cost would have been to get him out of there. But
two questions.
Of course.
Or, Shay, two questions. Is she saying the bandit lord is an ancient blue dragon? What kind of dragon was the one that...
Blue.
That those people were off
the
to kill
wanderers.
And were they heading east?
Yes, and they mentioned that the dragon was the offspring of a former bandit lord dragon that had been slain.
Okay. I'm just going to go bleep to you guys real quick, just because I might forget it later. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And she sips in for tea and just kind of lets that sit there for a second. Mm-hmm. A nice, comfortable quiet. I guess also kind of wait and see if you had any questions, further follow-up questions or other questions for an insight check.
Good thing it's not an episode, like a combat episode. We're kind of rolling like shit.
16, but I would like to use that thing I have.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? That lets me, does it let me roll a d... 8 on top of it if I fail?
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, you get that at D6.
I always forget about that.
Yeah, I also you did not beat whatever it is she's using over here.
Okay, let me mark off the thing. It's a D8.
Oh, yeah.
Because of my thingy.
Nice.
It improved. Watch it be a 1. It's going to be a 1 now that I said it. Watch it be a 1.
You got this.
Oh, it's a 7.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was a 1. I was like, no!
20, what did I say? 16, 23?
Okay. You get the idea that, like, she understands her position, and she wants you to feel comfortable, and that you're not being, like, interrogated. Mm. Like, she's trying to make it, like, as casual as a get-to-know-you tea can be, and you get the idea that, like, she doesn't want, like, that she's sincere about that, too. She just doesn't want you to feel stressed about it. There's no motives here. She's just... She's just trying to have a conversation with this stranger that, like, walked in and, like, you know, kind of changed things. So.
I guess I understand that the God Touched Owl is very important. But is it really, like, is it 7 days of all of this just because we brought it for us, just because we brought it back?
She says, we've been trying to reacquire the owl for several hundred years.
Yeah, so, and I don't mean anything offensive by this, but is it...
You can speak frankly, she says, I will not be offended by any of your...
Are we more of like an excuse to have a party to celebrate it?
She says, the celebration would be happening if you were here or not. She says, since you're gracious enough to be willing to receive the honor, she says, the honor is due to you, but... Mm. It being back here is cause for a celebration.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. She says, it is an incredibly important artifact for us. She says, it was, have you heard about why it was created?
I know nothing about it.
She says, long ago, when I was humans would be considered a teenager. Mm. She says, I was not yet 100.
Lols.
She says, there was a year where we had no summer. There was that prior in that winter, the skies turned red for months on end. Mm. It rained ash, and no summer came that year. All of our crops failed.
Oh,
we
sure.
had widespread famine and poverty, widespread famine and disease. And it was a trying time for the country. She says, but Renslow was still here at that time, walking amongst us.
Mm.
And though she did not have the power to produce a summer, she did have the power to heal the people.
Mm.
Every shrine to her received such an owl. And when people touched it, they were cured of disease and hunger and were nourished and fed.
Mm.
When she left, they started to disappear. We thought people were stealing them at first, but we were unable to find them through any sort of magical or divine means. And then somebody saw one literally vanish in front of them.
Oh.
They disappeared, all of them except for that one.
Hmm.
And even its power seems to have greatly diminished. It no longer seems to nourish or heal, but clearly there is something left in it.
Hmm.
And so our people would make trips to it to touch it in hopes to receive some form of serenity or wisdom.
Hmm.
Even if it wasn't to heal, even if it couldn't heal them, they still would touch it to be healed, or hope that it would help in their healing. And then it was stolen.
Mm.
Not by Windhaven, but by someone else. And it was, we thought, lost. And then 100 years later, it showed up in Windhaven, of all places. They said they'd found it on a shipwreck.
Mm.
And so it was theirs by maritime law, all things. We asked for it back, and they said clearly we weren't able to take care of it. Because if we did, why would it be in the bottom of a ship anyway? So we sent negotiators, we sent threats, we tried to... after I took power, I decided we were going to stop negotiating with them. We sent several, we'd call rogues, to perhaps try to abscond with it themselves, but they never returned.
Mm. Wow.
So.
Shit.
You can see why...
It's crazy. Yeah.
You can see why perhaps this was a cause for a 7-day celebration.
Yeah. I mean, and we can't take all the credit. I mean, yes, we brought it back, but we didn't do the liberating, we just did the...
Yes. I'm not going to ask who Tippletoe is, because I don't want to know.
Have we said that name in front of her?
The lady did.
Boris Galsian said it in front of Yukio.
Okay.
Yeah.
She says, I don't want to know, but just know that there is a place in my heart for them as well, whoever they may be. Mm. For it sounds like they're the ones that actually succeeded in removing it from...
And they lot. I'm not going to say anything.
I appreciate that. She says, I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that my heart is out for them. And if they ever need a place to hide and be protected, we are always welcome here. Though I have no doubt that now that the owl is back here, that person is still being sought after by such a powerful person that they wouldn't be looking.
Do you have any idea, why, what they could have wanted with it? Like, did Yukio tell you about the situation?
Yes, Yukio told me everything that you told him and everything that transpired in the temple while you were there. It reeks of political machinations beyond my understanding.
Yeah. All right. And anything political is beyond my understanding, so. All right.
We should ask her if she met Renzla.
Did you ever meet Renzla?
She smiles. She says, I did when I was very young. She says, it was only a few years after the calamity. She says, I was quite young.
Holy shit.
And,
so this one's like 1,000 years old?
Almost.
You were old.
Who was to say that?
She's in her 800s.
Wow. Crazy.
So, like, in humaner years, that's... How much is that?
Like, golden girl aged.
Okay,
so, like, in her 50s?
60s, yeah, 50s, 60s.
Because they weren't that old, unfortunately.
I thought they were in their 60s in the show.
They're in their 50s and 60s, yeah. I think they're just getting into their 60s toward the end. Mm-hmm. And then Sophia's in her 80s. She's in her late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm. So maybe closer to Sophia than Blanche, but...
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's definitely in her gold autumn years, to put it that way.
Autumnal.
Yes. She says... anything you're going to be looking for in the songs today?
Honestly, no. not, I mean, you know, art, you can't always put a finger on it. It's what makes you connect with it the most, so it's very subjective, I think.
Alright, well.
I'm hoping to be surprised.
Alright, well, shall we go see what's waiting for us out there? Alright, so you leave the tent and head up to the grandstand across from the bandstand, where you'll be doing your judging. And you get there, you see there's like maybe 150, 200 people all lined up.
You got a long ass day in front of you.
Is it like they do a minute or two, or like what's the situation?
She says, did not expect this much turnout. We can come up with some rules pretty quickly.
One guy's like, I have a 45-minute play and like prepped.
And as you come up on the stage, like these 150, 200 people just look at you, and you just hear them start saying, "It's Inari, she's here."
Shay is so uncomfortable, but Inari loves it.
You know what's funny? I bet only like three of them can really sing. The rest of them are just fanboys.
yes, this is definitely like devotees that you've picked up yesterday with your magnificent performance of being. And as you look out on this sea of stands and fans, we'll pick up there next time.
Yay!
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
Alright, good session, y'all.
Yeah, thank you.
Yay!
Thanks for being down for a short one.
Oh, sure. Course, yeah. Always.
And so everybody's good for next Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, you.
Yep.
So we'll be doing the hour later. What we did last time, Leanne. So where we started.
Okay, so 3 a.m.
Yeah, 5 p.m. our time.
Yes.